is a minhag, a bad minhag. In a lot of places in Klal Yisrael, when the light goes off in Shabbos, they call a goy, and they tell the goy it's dark. V'remize, and the goy understands to put on the light. A lot of bad houses, people do such aveira in Shabbos. The light goes off. They know you're not allowed to tell a goy. They call the goy over. They say, it's dark. Habis beremes. And the goy puts on the light. And the pashas, it's mamash aveira gmura. And to be mevayr this halochas, be'etzem is a big halochas that a lot of people have mistakes. And this isur amira lenochri. So today came out a sefer, Orchei Shabbos, Chelek Beis and Gimel. They have a big, very big arichas of them. I remember I heard from him 15 years ago. We met once. And he told me that he was in a Shalom Zocher in Sarotskin. And the lights went off. And someone called the guy. He told the guy, it's dark. And they put on the light. And he asked him, what is the heter? And he said, he asked the Psarov. He said, the Choshev Rav. And he told me, he doesn't understand how people could say such halachas. 15 years later, comes out the Sefer of Cheshabbos, Chelek Beis. I think it's like 100 pages to explain that it's mamash ha'aveir gemura to do such a thing in Shabbos. I will see Keseder, if we go through the Mishneh Brurahs, Keseder Ha'inyonim, I want Be'etzem is a big mistake in the world, in the whole Musak of Amira Lenochri, and people are nichshel of them. I will try to be mimed the dvorim, kefi shenimsar lanu, midoir doir. Is the Isur Amira Lenochri and Shabbos? It's a shvus, the Gemara and Shabbos, Daf Kufnun, Eiruv in Samach Zayin. Isur Amira Lenochri. The Rambam in Perek Vov and Hilchei Shabbos brings down why it's also Shaloiti Shabbos Kalo Beine Yisraelim Veyovoyu Lasois Beatzmo. The reason is the Isur Amir Lenochrim Shaloiti Amir Kalo Beine Yisraelim Veyovoyu Lasois Beatzmo. Rashi and Shabbos Kufnun Gimel brings down a different reason Shenase Anochri Shluchoi. Rashi Navri Zohar says Mimtzei Heftzacho Midaber Dovor Shloi Diburcha Bechol Ki Diburcha B'Shabbos. So the Rambam stated that the reason is Shloi Yavoyu HaYisraelim LeHokel. Rashi says Nirek Shluchoi or Nase Shluchoi, and the Rashi Navelizor says Mitzchef Tzecho. So the Chasam Sefer, they have the Nezer already. The Moshe, we have a Amira before Shabbos. You tell the guy before Shabbos to put on the light in Shabbos. So it's no Midaber Dovo. Aber es nase kishluchoi. Es gzeir Hashem miyakilo Yisraeli. Fakert, you tell the guy in Shabbos to do it after Shabbos. So it's no shluchoi after Shabbos, you're allowed to do it. It's no shiyakilo Yisraeli. Aber es vidav adovo. It's also to do in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos is mevuer that even b'mok, there is a dleike, even if you have seen kol momoinoi, osur lechabris. The Goyen in Yeredeya says, Chayev Odom Limkoir Limsur Kol Momoinoi Velo Yavir Al Shvus De Shabbos Ki Goyen Amira Lenochri. Chayev Limsur Kol Momoinoi. For sure he's allowed to lose a Sheva Brochas or a Simcha. Chayev Limsur Kol Momoinoi Shelo Yavir Al Isur Shvus Ki Goyen Amira Lenochri. Mishnebura Paskins in a couple places that Isur Amira Lenochri as ben b'melochet d'oraisa, ben b'melochet d'rabbono. So I think this halacha, I think everyone knows that is the Isur Amir Lenochri on Shabbos. So cheftzecho midaber dovo, nirei kishluchoi. Daber dovo, and shema yavo Yisraelim lehokel b'zeh, is the Isur Amir Lenochri. So now we go keseidah. So Aleph, Isur Amir Lenochri, ben b'd'oraisa, ben b'd'rabbono. Most shit is Isur Amira is Isur Rabbanan. Shulchan Aruch and Simen Shin Zayin Paskins the Ramo. כל דבר שין זיין סעיף חוף בייס. כל דבר שאוסור לימר לעין יהודי לעשויסי בשבס, אוסור לרמויז לוי לעשויס. מנעת אלא תגיב מהנד. אבל מותר לרמויז לוי לעשויס מלוכה לאחר השבס. You're not allowed to tell him in Shabbos to do a melocha, and you're not allowed to hint to do a melocha. Aber lichmo is loilas is melocha le'acher ha-Shabbos muta. Zog de Mishnah Berurah. Osur lichmo is, de gam zeu bichlal amira le'eino Yehudi. Not only amira is osur, a remez is also osur. Kebel shal yedei remizosoi oise b'Shabbos. והוא הדין, דיינו, שאוסור לא ימר לוי בשבס איזה דובור שיובי מתריך כך שיעשה מלוכה. על כן, אוסור לא ימר לאין יהודי שיקבע חוט מוי. Wipe your nose. The guy looks, wipe my nose. My nose is not running. So he chaps, it means to fix the candle. They called it also like a nose. There's a bit of apples. Yeah, bring me the apples. Yeah, I mean, the gilt, yeah? That's also awesome. Even if you tell him, you know, bring the apples, yeah? Or, the marshal, you're not allowed to tell him, why you didn't put on the light last week? So if I stayed, this week he has to put on the light. It's also awesome. It's also a remes. Avol, she'omer ha'remes le'yehudi, she'loi be'loshen tzivui, he doesn't tell him wipe your nose. He doesn't tell him why he didn't do it. Oymer loy haner ein oy meir yofe. Not lighting so well. I can't read because it has something. I can't read. Veshemeh ein oy yehudi umetak no yishori. The ein ze bichlal amira. I can't read. It's dark. This is called remez sheloy bederech tzivui. So don't remez bederech tzibui, wipe the nose. It's a remez bederech tzibui. Fix it. Didn't say it straight. I understand, but this is what you're telling him what to do. Why you didn't do it last week? You're yelling at him. If you tell him it's dark, I can't read. This is called remez shaloi bederech tzibui, and this is mutar to do in Shabbos. Le Marshal, you could tell them, I can't fall asleep. Oh, it's so light. Or, it's so hot, you know, the air conditioner went on heat in Shabbos, yeah? In the wind, in the summer. So it's so hot here. So this you're allowed to. But you can't tell him, the marshal, make me a favor, it's dark. This is a remez, betzivui. Make me a favor, it's dark. Hello, you can make me a favor, I can't read. This is a remez. It's called remez bederech tzivui. It's mutar remez shaloi bederech tzivui. This is in Shabbos. But to tell him in a remez to do after Shabbos, yes. Or if I count. During the week, you could give him a remez to do it in Shabbos. During the week, you could tell him, why Shabbos you didn't shut the lights? Tell the goyte, why you left the lights on Shabbos after the Suda? You tell him during the week. You're not telling him to shut it in Shabbos. Then you're allowed to. So again, the first aloha is a light aloha. I think everyone thinks that this is the only aloha in Shabbos. And Amir el Enochri is also. Remez is also also. But Remez, Shaloi bederech tzivu yezmuta. Maybe later we'll go into more pratim. Zog de Rosh. It's a big aloha. Huge aloha. It's aloha that, again, was commented on, people don't know it. To call a guy over to your house, it's called Remez bederech tzivu. Please come to my house. He comes to the house. And he says the light is off. So this is, please come to my house and put on the light. It's also called, you can't tell him, please come to the house. Some people come to the house, and then when they come to the house, they start to do. This is called Zog de Rosh. It's called the Tzivui. What he could tell him? It's dark in my house. Hello? It's dark in my house. So he chaps, okay, so I'll come. I say, please come to my house. It's dark. You ask him to put on the light. Like I said, you're not allowed to tell him, please make me a favor, I can't read. He understands it means to put on the light. Please come to my house, it's dark. Please come to my house, the light fell off. What do you want? It's dark by us. So, it's dark by us. Hopefully the goy will chap. You know, not all of them chap, thank you, but say, of them machman shalei yosani goy. But you make a remez shalei v'derech tzivri. Shem Zalman Erbach is mistapek. What would it be if you're allowed to tell an emotion, come to my house. He comes to the house, he doesn't see nothing. It's not like he comes to the house and it's dark when you walk in, so chap. He comes to the house, and now what? Tell him, boy, it's so hot, it's so hot. So, again, not b'derech tzivri. So, Shem Zalman had a tzad that it's mutar. Because you told him to come to the house, stop. When he comes to the house, he doesn't have gomish. Don't tell him to come, you need to help something in the house. Come to my house, I want to show you something, come. He comes to the house, it's very hot. So, Shem Zalman wants to be matar. This is what I heard in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchoso. The Ocha Shabbos that came out, Shmuel Erbach is noted that it's also. It's also also. But the only way is to tell him, come to my house, eat ice cream, come to my house for something else. And after he comes, then you give him a remez. Or, like I said, you tell him it's dark. When there's a big chashash hezek, you're allowed to tell a remize. The motion is a huge fire going to... It's a fire. So you're not allowed to tell a guy to shut. But you're allowed to tell him a remez. You tell him, make me a favor, it's a fire, make me a favor, it's a fire. Lamosh, you call him to your house, the house is burning. So you tell him, it's a fire. And you see a shleptach. Tell him, make me a favor, it's a fire. So b'derech klal, this is remez, this is called tzivui. It's called remez b'derech tzivui. Remez b'derech tzivui, they were matir, letzerech hefsed godl. Lamosh, you think it's not going to get to you lemaise. So I want to give two more alochis and then we'll start a little bit. Again, all these alochis are the akdome. This is what people think today, that these are the alochis. That amir le'akum is osu, remez is muta. But again, not stama remez, remez shaloi b'derech tzivri. To hint with the hands is called remez b'derech tzivri. You tell him the light, yeah? You show the button. Says what? This is called remez b'derech tzivri. So the first shaila is a bacher is going on a zogin street in America, Avenue 13. He wants to cross the street, Lamazogin, now. So he asks a shaila. Kozman, he's walking on the sidewalk, the cars will not stop. If he puts down his foot, they will stop. Video? You're allowed to put down your foot or not? So I will divide it to three. You have standing on the sidewalk without putting down the foot. That they understand. Dear Kula Alma, hold you allowed to. Most boys can hold you allowed to even put down your foot. He chaps that you want to pass. I'm a supik if you're allowed to put down your foot on the, I don't know how they call it in America, when it's white and black, you know. Cross street, emphasis there. Why? It's the same thing. Yeah, it's black and white. This is clothes. Because the law says that after you put down the foot, I don't. This is not the soil. He's not allowed to go anymore. He has to stop. I don't know if you see why to go. You just put down your foot. Calls when you didn't put down your foot on the street, he's allowed to drive even if you stand there. The law is so. The etzem when you put down the foot, you're telling him stop.
It's Celsius wrong.
Russian. It's chvez nisht. But lekule alme, just to make it clear. Lekule alme, you're not allowed to tell him with the hand. Stop. What you do allow to is the marshal. Sometimes you already stopped, and a little kid is passing. You can leave your hand like this because you're telling him not to start to drive. But to stop him, this is a isur amira leakum b'shabes. And it's awesome.
Tell him to keep his foot on the brake. If
You drive?
Yeah.
You don't have to leave your food. It's already stopped.
It's not in park.
I don't know how to drive. If he's doing a melacha, it could be so. I can't answer something I don't know. I don't know how to drive. I don't know if it's a maha. According to drive and kill someone, can he a couple? Okay, let me get invited. This chaylek is very posh. So most people think that that's the ganze halacha. That's the ganze halacha. Is another halacha in Shabbos. Is tumor halachas and simen reish ein vav. Shulchan Aruch and simen reish ein vav. Paskins. Eino Yehudi shehidlik esaner bishvil Yisrael osur lakoil. Afilu lemi shelo yehudlak bishvilo. If a guy makes a melacha for a Yid in Shabbos, he orders an elevator for him. He presses the button for him. He cooks for him. Every melacha, he puts on the light, you're not allowed to be nenef in this light in Shabbos. So Seif in Shulchan Aruch, Resha in Vov, Seif Aleph. Eino Yehudi shehid li kesaner bishvil Yisrael osur lakoil. Afilu lemi shelo yehud lak bishvilo. It's called Isur HaNoe Gzeir Hashem or you will tell him to light. You're not allowed. If a goy lights the light for you in Shabbos, you're not allowed to be nenef of this light in Shabbos. What? Ein aloche. Second aloche. Im osu, zog de mishne brure. What a beef. Hidlik bishvil Yisrael, osur lakoil. And zog the Shulchan Aruch like this. If you told him to do it, so not only that it's osur lakoil, you have to leave the house. You're not allowed to stay in the house. What would be if the guy comes to your house and puts on the light? Zog the Ramo, Eina Yisrael tzorich lotzes. He doesn't have to leave the house. But, zog the Mishnah Berurah, he's not allowed to read. And he's not allowed to be nene le'oiraner. So again, a guy that lights for Israel, if you told him to light it, you have to leave the room. If you didn't tell him to light it and he lit it for you, you're not allowed to be nene, you're not allowed to read, but you're not mechuyev to leave the house. Midas Chassidus is to not to be nene. Midas Chassidus is not to be nene at all. To turn your head around. Not to be nene bichlal. Ba ba ba. If Israel told him, you have to leave the house. If you didn't tell him and he did it on his own, you're not allowed to be nene, but you don't have to leave the house. Zog de Mishneh Berurah. Haynu davka achar shekvar oso haynu Yehudi. Uma yesh lo la'Yisrael la'asos la'itrichu lotzes me'abayis. Avol im nizdamen li'Yisrael, shero be'eish haynu Yehudi roitze lehadlik bishviloi, oy la'asos ha'medure, tzorich limchois be'yodoi. אפילו אם הוא זה בבייסה של האם היהודי, גם כן צורך למחו יסקב על שענר והעצים של הישראל. זוג דמישנה ברורה, two הלוחס. If a guy lights a candle for me, I'm not allowed to be nene. אין הלוחה. Second הלוחה, if I see him doing it, I have to make a מחוה. If I told him to do it, I have to leave the house. If he did it on his own, I'm not allowed to be nene, but I'm not mechuyev to leave the house. But if I see him doing it, I have to do a מחוה. Bemele, lefi dem, be'etzem, all of these atayrim are not negiah lemaisa bichlal. All of these atayrim are not negiah bichlal. Why all of these atayrim are not negiah bichlal? The reason all of these atayrim are not negiah bichlal are, you write that lemoshul, a person, these people that do the avle, the light goes off in their house, and they call the goy and they tell him it's dark. So, if it was a amire, so you're not allowed to, you have to leave the house. Even if it's not a amire, you're not allowed to be nene. You're not allowed to use the light. But forget about you're not allowed to nene. It's a chiyuv mechoe. So if it's a chiyuv mechoe, you are not allowed to make a remise. So it's not negeh, be'etzim, all this halachah of the remise, it's not negeh. You're right, there's no Isur Amira when you do Remiza Shaloi Bederich Tzivui. Eina Chanami Yatz Remiza Shaloi Bederich Tzivui. It's not called Amira Lenochri B'Shabbos. Forget about the Isur Amira. It's the Isur Anoa if it will happen. Even if I didn't make a Remiza. The guy came into the room and he saw that it's dark. And he put on the light in the dining room in the Shiva. The guy puts on the light, you're not allowed to be nana. Puts on the air conditioning, you're not allowed to be nana. So Mi'ikar Adin, if you didn't tell him to do it, you're not mechuyev to leave. Midas Chasidus, you have to leave. Midas Chasidus. Aber you have to make a mechoyah when you see him doing it. Not to hope that they will come in and they will light the lights. It's a chuyev mechoyah. So lefidem, lemoshel, if we have a yeshiva that the light will go off lil Shabbos, there's no hetter to tell the guy it's dark. And not only that, even if the guy of yeshiva will put on the lights, you're not allowed to sit and learn in that besmedrash. Even if the guy did it on his own, you're not allowed to learn in that besmedrash. The male is no heter to use the light. Is a isur anoy from a ma'aser of a goy, and not only that, is a chiyuv mechoy to tell the goy to stop. And as they most poskim hold the ma'aser, we'll go lat lat. Was a famous ma'aser, in Preshburg, for the time of the Chasam Sefer, he was called Yenileib Mendelssohn. He was a huge masmid and a shakdin. One time, before he came to Eretz Yisrael, Shachis and Yeshiva, they didn't see him in Shachis and Yeshiva. So everyone was worried, you know, he's not around, was Zayn. So they went to his room, and from outside the room, they heard someone sitting and learning with Azag Gishmak. It's probably Yenileib. Learning instead of coming to Shachis and Yeshiva. They came into the room, they saw that he had a towel around his face. And he was sitting and learning. They asked him what happened. He said he was sitting and learning Lil Shabbos in the room. And the guy came in and he saw that the candle was going to go off. So the guy went and bring another candle into the room. So, Be'etzem, Mishnebura says, Lekatchile Midas Chassidus, is to close your eyes. So I closed my eyes and I started to learn. I didn't realize it became morning. And there is a Shachis, you know, and my eyes are closed. I was sure it's 12 o'clock at night, I'm learning. This is a Midas Chassidus. So now, let me gain a Shtikel Kiseida. If we know what we're learning now, that is the Isur Amire, and on that we say, Remes Shalei Bederech Tzivui is Muta. Le'umas Dem, we have Isur Hanoi, and we have a Chiyuv Mechoi. So the Shaila, how we arrange that, these halachas together. Isur Hanoi, Chiyuv Mechoi, and it's a heter beremise. So the shaila is, what helps heter beremise? Ob es da isur hanoi? Es da chiyuv mechoi? So, it's interesting. The Mishne Brure is markish in it. In Shin Zayin. He brings down the remise shalei bederech tzivu yizmutel. So we say, not allowed to tell him, wipe your nose. Nagim choytmoy. But you're allowed to tell him, I can't read. פרק די משנה ברורה ואין לאסור מטעם שננה במלוכו שאוסו היינו יהודי בשבילוי ואין זה ננה כל כך וגם מקוידם הוא יוכל לקרוא ירדי הדחק it's not ננה because הוא יוכל לקרוא in that case the candle was not lighting so good הוא יוכל לקרוא יש על ידי הדחק סבר לי אז יוכל לקרוא יש על ידי הדחק it's not ננה כל כך פרק די לבוש ישרד אבל זה חיוב מכוי Another Mishneh Brura. Mishneh Brura brings down, what would be if the goy brings a letter? Zog the Mishneh Brura, the goy brings a letter on Shabbos. ואם האיגרס חסום, the letter is closed, אומר לאם היהודי, אין מי יכול לקרוא ישראל. והאם היהודי מבין לבד ופויסח. You're not allowed to tell him to open the letter in Shabbos. It's Kriya. Tell him you can't read and the guy will open it. חיוב מכוי, פרק לבקי ואיגר. חיוב מכוי. The Mishnah Berurah brings down a machlekes. If Amira le Amira, you're allowed to tell a goy to tell another goy. You're allowed to or not? Machlekes. Some shit is told, Isur Amira is only to tell the goy. But to tell a goy to tell a goy is no Isur Amira. Frank Deville. There's no Isur Amira. Chiyuv Mechoy. No one told him. He got up in the morning himself and he wants to put on the light. You have to tell him to not to do it. You have to make a Mechoy. So what helps Amira le Amira? Where is Ne'alam the Chiyuv Mechoy? This is the Pell in the Mishnah Berurah. So Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Neuerbach, and in the Sefer Shmir Shabbos Ki Ilchoso, they want to learn that the Chiluk is the follows. Is the Isur Amira Legoi, and we said, Beremez Sheloi Bederech Tzivui is no Isur Amira. Aleph. After that, is another Isur. Hanoeh for the Maisa that the Goy does to you, and the Chiyuv Mechoe. The Isur Hanoeh and the Chiyuv Mechoe is like this. And Shulchan Aruch state, what would be if a candle is lighting in a room and a guy comes and he adds another candle? He did it for you. The halacha is you're allowed to be nene from the new candle. Even though we learn that what a guy does for me, I'm not allowed to be nene. But, while anyway is a candle dear, Chazal didn't ask for the anoy. While I anyway can have that anoy without that, Chazal didn't ask for this anoy. So the pashas you learned this, but yeah, if you did it, you're allowed to be nene. Zog Rav Shlomo Zalman Neuerbach, where is the heter to be nene is no chiyuv mechoy. This is what the Mishnah Berurah says. When is a light, when is a candle lighting, and you tell the goy I can't read, and I tell the goy I can't read, but is already a candle lighting? Just it's not. Then is no isur anoy and is no chiyuv mechoy. And b'meile remize sheloi bederech tzivui or the remize far Shabbos is allowed to.
What's better than keeping quiet?
What?
What's better than keeping quiet? Not giving a remize.
Again, it's a chiyuv mechoy.
Yeah, if
when a guy comes into my house, it's a chiyuv mechoy. I have to yell stop. But when there's no anoy, when there's a candle lighting anyway, it's no chiyuv to yell on him. But to tell him I'm not allowed to. But beremesh shloim bederech tzivui, I'm allowed to. What is the problem?
What's better than not saying anything?
What better from what?
Than saying they give me a remiza.
I'm saying again. Amire is osu. Remize is osu. Remize shloim bederech tzivui is muter. This is one aloche. It's another aloche. When a guy comes without the amire, you have to stop him. These two alochas don't fit together. Right? You understand the kasha? I'm not allowed to tell him, I'm not allowed to roimez, but remize shaloi bederech tzivui I'm allowed to. Mitzad sheni, when the guy comes without telling him, I have to yell on him. The answer is, when he comes on his own, if I have a noy from it, the room is pitch dark, and he's putting the candle on, I have to yell on him. But if he's doing it when there's another candle lighting, it's no chiyuv mechoy. But to tell him, I'm not allowed to. But to roimez, I'm not allowed to. But remize shaloi bederech tzivui. Or if he's doing it on his own, I'm allowed to. Not klo? What is shver?
Not saying anything is much better than giving a remize shaloi.
So what? So what if it's better? So maybe what are you asking?
So ask a shaila.
What are you asking? In what case?
Other remize shaloi
bederech. Again, if I'm not nene, I'm allowed to. I'm nene or I'm not nene. Is a candle lighting in the room or is no candle lighting in the room? Is I'm allowed to tell him. So I also don't have to stop him, and I'm also allowed to say remiza shaloi bederech tzivui. If it's no candle lighting, not only that I'm not allowed to say, not only I'm not allowed to meramez, even remiza shaloi bederech tzivui, and even if he does it on his own, I have to stop him. Very close. This is one case. Memele zog the Shmir Shabbos. I'm allowed to tell the guy it's not light. It's not so emotional. In the morning, I was here in Shabbos, and I saw I was eating a basic shaya, and the guy put on the lights. Sayel gomo. By day, I'm asking by night. If you put Mashallah Shudas, if it's dark and you put it on, then you're not allowed to be Nana. If you put it on in the morning, then Mashallah Shudas, then you're not allowed to be Nana, Taka. Not allowed to be Nana. Abba, and I was not doing Mashallah Shudas, I don't know what it was. But for Shabbos morning, you're allowed to be Nana. It's one aloha stand that is aloha if a guy shuts the light, Lamarshal, you're in the room. And the guy comes in and he puts on the light. He says, hey! So he puts it on right away. The halacha is, you're allowed to put it on. You're allowed to be nene. He's doing it for himself. He doesn't want to be yelled that he shot it in a mistake. The halacha says, you're allowed to be nene. And again, you're not to be nene, you're not going to be moiche. Because it's not called he's doing it for you, it's called he's doing it for him. So some people say, if the guy shot the light of the yeshiva by night, he's putting it for himself. But don't you check it, yeah? He shot it by night for you also, not... If you're not sure, you'll be upset with it. Another halacha you're allowed to, the same thing. If you're not nene from the maise, lemosho, you tell him, ba'amire beremez shaloi bederech tzivui. I can't fall asleep. So he shuts the light. You're not nene from his maise. They call it meleches siluk. I'm not nene from the maise. He took away the light. You're allowed to do amira beremez shaloi bederech tzivui. So again, meleches siluk, lemoshul, the air condition is on and hot in the summer. You tell him it's very hot, we can't live like this. And he shuts it. You're allowed to. You're allowed to stay there and you're not mechuy to make a mechoy. It's amira beremez shaloi bederech tzivui when it's a negative. I'm not nene. More from that, the Shmirah Shabbos has a bigger chiddush. If you have a freezer full with stuff and the electric went off, it's already a second chiddush, you're allowed to tell him, oh, the food's getting spoiled, and he will put on the light. Because what you will be nene is that the food will not get spoiled. Even that you nene that he's putting on the fridge, but lemaise, it's only saving the chickens not to get spoiled. If the marshal, you want to have a cold drink, then it's a chtire. Some people say it's already cold, I'm just making sure it will not get warm. The drinks are cold. I'm just stopping it to get warm. So melech siluk is a heter to do amira shaloi bederech tzivui. Le'umas dem Rebel Yashiv and Sefer Sai Doche Shabbos brings him down and Sai and Melochim Bum Naich for Rav Zilberstein. He holds it's medayken the Mishneh Brura that you're not allowed to do amire beremez shaloi bederech tzivui even in meleches siluk. In all of these cases, Rabbi Yashiv holds that it's also. So when bichlal exists the aloche of remize, in every case he has a bazundere teretz. Opening a letter, you know, not everyone holds that it's also. Like some people also open like potato chips in Shabbos, yeah. They think you're allowed to tear. So don't mention that have such a zach. So remember, it's not such a avere brura to open a package in Shabbos. So to tell a guy, no, not so bad to tell a guy. The candles, not mamash melochi gmura. In all the cases, he has terutzim. But to tell the guy, I can't fall asleep, and the guy shuts the candles, or I tell him it's not at the time. It's the moshul. I'll tell you where's the nefkamina. You have lel Shabbos, the shalom zacha. If it's candles in the room, you're allowed to tell the guy. So if you can read Lemoshel, but Lemoshel, it's not so gishmak, but you have candles. Then you're allowed to tell the guy, it's dark, and the guy will put on the light. It's no problem. Because you could, lefir him shumazal, lefir him b'liyashiv, you're not allowed to. You have to yell on him. So chiyuv mechoy. And the isur anoe, if he does it for you, is the isur anoe b'shabbos. Val, you could nene already. So even though it's very hard and it's very Abba Lemaise, you could have nene before, and maybe you're allowed to be nene. This is the first chay. So again, Abba Lekule Alme. אילו ואילו. באומר מאדירים, to tell a guy, it's dark in my house, and he comes and he puts on the light ברמיזה, it's a איסור דרבנן, that it's better to lose all of your money from doing it. Avudaban gizok tamol, you know, he said, two people went in the street. One person, the light went off, so he told the guy to come to put on the light. Ramiza shleib derech tzibur, yeah? And the other person learned Hilchos Shabbos, and he knows that it's awesome. So the first person put it on. The second person, because he didn't put it on, he lost all of his money. Became only morud, garnished. Because of that, all of his life, you know, he didn't have where to live, he didn't have a house, he didn't have what to eat, and he couldn't find shidduchim to his kids. Mele, you know, he became sick, no one could take care of him. Now she suffered. The other person stayed a gviradi. How much the person that listened, that didn't listen, you know, he did a lot of tzedakas with his money, 10 moistness, shasim and print on his name. They come up to the Shamayim. The first person that listened to Chazal and lost all of his money feels bad. You know, he didn't do nothing in his life. He couldn't learn, he couldn't daven. You know, Nebuch had one half a suit, yeah? Garnish, you know, he went to Shtidla, he moved away from him. You know, he was Mamash Nebuch, he had garnished. The other person did so much mitzvahs. Zog the Rav Ruderman, he says, in the Shemaim, the punishment of that person that didn't listen to Chazal for that one time is more from the other person suffered all of his life. Has to be like that, because it's not Chaval that he listened to Chazal. He got a bigger punishment in this world. Obviously, the Einish upstairs, for one time, telling the guy to light the candle, to tell him, I can't see, it's dark in the house, is worse than suffering so much all of your life. Because he mechuyim letet kol mamayinu. It's not a limut zchus be'etzim. But fault. No limut zchus, but fault. So I'm trying to say, is shita sa'itu, that Mishnah Berurah says, not to be soimach, even memokim hefsed merube, that letzerech mitzvah, is no isur amir le'akum. Shita sa'itu, the Ramo brings down the itu, Reisha in Vov. Yesh mi shoyim ad mutar lema lein yehudi lalig lener lesud ha-shabes. Shum desfir lei demutar amir lein yehudi afilu bemloch gmur bemokim mitzvah. Ve'rabim noagu lehoke badobo lechabes lein yehudi lalig neiru ze tzorich sudah bifrat besud ha-shasana. Ve'ein moiche biyodo. Ve'yesh lehachmu bemokim she'en tzorich godo. Do'roi va'poistim cholkim al zeh. Zogtim mishne bruhe. והשלו יחמיר אף לצורך גודל. שכן רואה נוהגים בקהולס חשובים שיושבים בחשך ומוציא שבס, אפילו בחסנה, אף שאומרו הכל בורחו. לכן נוהג הרש, כשהוא יושב עם איזה שוד השלישס. אז אני משבור עושה את זה אפילו לצורך גודל. אבל, סידו אנדר את הלהב ואותו ביסוי מכם. So these people, כמובן אתם במסבר, these people that do the לא יקח חופץ חיים, yeah, that says to be מחמיר, so some of them say like this. There's three avers. It's Isur Amire, Isur Anoe, and Chiyuv Mechoe. So from that came the mistake, they do a remise. What are they gaining? Lefi de Balaitur, you're allowed to tell the guy to put on the light. Tzerech mitzvah. Say that. Well, I said, they know that it's wrong. So first, the Isur Amire, what is the difference? I explained to you the difference. They hold, so Isur Amire they're not doing. Chiyuv Mechoe, it's when Yishev Altase. Even though they're telling him, but the pshat, the isur the rabbonon to midaber dovo mitzri chefzecho, they keep it. The isur anoe the chiyuv mechoe is when you shtik leicht. From that came that some people really think alamol you're allowed to. Shnei Berurah says has to be that mamash is no light. Aber lo yitzur is candles, no it's not so gishmak. Shnei Berurah is mashma sheyoshev b'cheilo ve'en lo shum ner. Aber im yesh lo ner. To light more candles. Even the people that are Seimach and Zbalayitu, if there's candles in the room, Nishtok and Eta. Now, some people, they said like this, Valsidu Abalayitu Letzerich Mitzvah. So the Moshe Mishabur himself says, not to be Seimach and Eta. When yes, says when the Eruv Tur, to be Seimach and Eta. מכל מקום, מותר לאמר לעיני יהודי לתקנס העירוב שיסקלקל בשבס. שלא יבואו רבים לידי מכשול. Because here, if you're not fixed the Eruv, people carry. So people will have Averis b'shoigeh. So you machmir, not to be saying to Balayitun, and people are nichshol. So some of the Shivas hold, if the light goes off in the Bismedosh Lo Shabbos, most Bochim will just not learn. So it's also Mokim Michshol Gotl. On a Moshul, some people, the benching will be like, you know, a word for a bracha. We don't pass. Rebbe Yashiv said, I said Melochim Bomnaich, I didn't have time to look into it again, claw, but this is what I remember. That what happens, this is Nagia Alamo. You know, you go to a house, you know, Lama Zagan already, you found out that it's kosher, the food there, yeah. Seder, you know, we spoke about it, the Toiv of the Kelim, Altus Beseder. Well, Shabbos, the light goes off. Yeah, they didn't come yet to this year. So they called the guy, and they had to put out the light. You have to get up and leave. It was Nasa B'Shul Yisroel. And you told him to do it. You have to get up and leave. So Rabbi Yashiv holds, if he's not amazing, and he holds that you're allowed to, you're not mechuyev to leave. And you're allowed to be mad. I'm not saying so don't tell no one and not carry on. The Torah is, you're not allowed to. It's an issue. But if he did it, you're not mechuyev. If the person did it, and he says, for sure if he did it, al pi a rov, al pi a tzad, that b'seimech. I remember in Kol Torah, the lights went off, and there were matir to put on the light in Shabbos. And I remember the Bnei Brak Bochim, they closed their eyes, and they started to leave the Bismedosh. You know, they're. But I remember I was a young boy then. I remember they closed their eyes and they were bumping in the people because they didn't want to be nannet to how they're going out. So they were stepping, you know, they were stepping at everyone until they managed to get out. Because not to be nannet for the light. You can't find a way out. They're a choshesh. Bal nefesh yachmir al atzmi shaloi lehenes klal. And they were leaving the Bismedrash. But I'm saying, so this is first chilek, the first aloch.
Why is it better than
a guy doing it by himself? A guy doing it by himself, you're not allowed to be nene.
Right. But if a Jew does it, b'shogig, then you are allowed to be
nene. Again, if it's a shita that you're allowed to, Svamela is different. Because he did it al das, the person that asked him. He didn't do it for the Yisrael, he did it for the person that asked him, that had a heter to do it.
But that's
what his das. No, the place I'll tell you is a heter of one of the rabbonim, I don't want to say his name, that Paskins. That when it happens in the houses, he lives, I don't know who he is, very choshev, from Gdeila Poiskim. He holds like this, that if it happens, tell a kid to tell the goy. So the kid tells the goy, and the goy is doing it for the cotton. And the aloch, if the goy did for the cotton, could be allowed to be nene. As a musik, that even the lemaisa, the goy is doing it for the family, but if when someone tells him he's going keilu, he's doing it for that person. And while that person is allowed to tell him, a man has no isu. Rabbi Yashiv holds that you have to yell on him even if he's doing it on his own, even melech siluk. What? Again, Rabbi Yashiv said, if Yenim, I said, that's what I said, Rabbi Yashiv said, if Yenim had to be tzemech, Rabbi Yashiv holds that you're allowed to be nene. I don't know if it's no chiyuv mechor. Not only that, the best thing if you do a mechor, because the aloch is the marshal. What if a guy comes to your house and he wants to put on the candle, and you make a mechor, you're allowed to be nene. Mishabur says like Ken Zayin Arome. We got a lot of time. You go to hotels, and the guy starts to put on something. He says, "Hey, don't put it on," and he puts it on. Don't mix in. I was told to do it. So then you're allowed to be nana. I'll tell you, it's more problem. We'll see how much we're messing. The Moshe, what happens? The Moshe, a neighbor like Borough Park, yeah? So I heard there's most people there, Yidden, yeah? Now, the lights went off in Shabbos in the streets. So the government came and fixed it. So most boys came hold back, you're not allowed to walk in the streets in Shabbos. Because you're nana from the light. It's geshmak to take a walk. You're not allowed to be nana. Avad, you're not allowed to read. You're not allowed to be nana, lo yiraner. And a bal nefesh has to leave bichlau. Zogin the boys came, you're allowed to. Why are you allowed to? They're not doing it for you. You're right that they know that everyone is from here. Oh, but even if everyone will go up to the country, the government will do it. The government is doing it. The people that are doing it are listening to the government that they have to fix the lights all over the city. It's not negia because the people are living here now or not. But we'll go, this is ready to prote halochas. It's negia a lot of places. When is it taken? But I want first on the baseball is negia to every person. But I'll... Now, as another heter l'moshul, tzorech ktanim. The light goes off in the house and the kids are very, very scared. So you're allowed to tell a goy l'tzorech hakotan. Now, but to be makpid that the goy will do it taki l'tzorech hakotan and not l'tzorech Yisrael. You have to tell him that we really don't want the light because it's Shabbos by us, but there's a little kid that is scared. After he does it l'tzorech hakotan, mutar l'goy l'henes gamken. But if they tell him we need light, you're doing it because you mean the little kid. But the guy is doing it because he thinks also for the God, then you're not allowed to be nana. Then you're not allowed to be nana. L'moshel, the machlek is the poiski l'moshel in an air condition, and a very hot, the Shmuel Shabbos says when it's very hot, you're allowed to tell again, b'remize sholei b'derech tzivui, and even maybe b'amire gabri, you're allowed to tell the guy to put on the air condition, because hakol choylim etzel choylim. Not everyone is masking. The argument is alamo, what if it's one air condition on, but it's not enough. If you're allowed to tell the guy to put on another one, b'remize sholei b'derech tzivui, if it's like a candle that you're just moisif, or the temperature every time is an under assault temperature, then the tea of the poiskim is that you're allowed to tell him. This is the first thing. Love again to the second aloche, that is very negeh. There's another heter in Amira Le'akum, that Mishneh Brura brings down, a heter of Amira Le'akum, when the goy doesn't have to be Mechalal Shabbos. L'moshul, you tell a goy, you can take this to the other, give this food to my friend. He goes in the car and he drives over to give it. But he could walk by foot. So you're allowed to ask him, even if you know for sure that he will go by car. From that aloha, some people thought that if you're in a mashal in a hotel in the 10th floor, the 20th floor, you're ordering food. So you order before Shabbos. Tell him, you know, I want the food in our floor, in the plaza in the 10th floor. We want to eat Suda Shabbos on top. They think, fuck up, we better, you know, we better mention. We're not eating in the dining room. We're upstairs in our room. Love is on the floor 30. Now, Be'etzim, so Be'etzim, you're telling the guy before Shabbos to do a melacha to you to go up. Especially, Love is on Shabbos, Shabbos Aleh. You tell him, and we need two more sodas and two more ice and 5 ice cream, yeah? So he goes down the elevator and he comes back up. So some people thought that it's mutar because the guy could go up the steps. Zogim shuzaman ayobach, it's awesome. While no goy lemaise will walk up the steps, it's a tircha yaseire. So while it's a tircha yaseire, zogim shuzaman ayobach, yinichshel an isur amir lehakum if you're asking to bring him drinks. Because you marshal him to go up the elevator or to come down. L'moshul, you go to the desk, you want to know who is in this room. And they have really a notebook, they could look it up. But they're lazy, they just type it up in the computer. It's not a problem. Because they're going to start themselves to use the computer. But, if you're telling him to do something, that you know, L'moshul, Ravai says a tshuva. Some want to be making on it, but Rav Weiss is machmir. A person goes, Dayan Weiss, Malam in Chassidschot, that a person goes to Miron for Shabbos. This is the tshuva. And you know, he went to Miron for Shabbos, he needed the chizuk, but he knows, you know, he has to be back in the shiva at 12 o'clock that he could sleep to start a normal, let's begin a good bachur, not on a poire koil. Yeah? So he knows the only way that he's allowed to go to Miron for Shabbos is most of Shabbos, he comes back right away. So, how, but you know, so he tells the guy, he takes a taxi driver, a guy, a tender, and he tells him, most of Shabbos, 5 minutes after Shabbos, we're leaving. The only way the guy could get there is to call him over Shabbos. Zogna advice, you're not allowed to go, you have to wait for a couple hours till the guy had a hechatimtze to come there after Shabbos. Even at Be'etzim, the guy doesn't have to, he could come before Shabbos and rest the whole Shabbos. We'll let him stay there. But Val, for sure, he will not do it. It's called the Amira Le'akum. And to order the guy to be the Motzei Shabbos is also. The Ocha Shabbos has big tzedonim, he wants to say Le'hokel in them. But Alamol Givan Givus, the Shem Zalman Neuerbach, and Minchas Yitzchok, Aser. But Le Moshul, you're allowed to tell a guy, so my best told me, I had a mice in Los Angeles in the shul, the lights in the bathroom went off. So, you know, we know, he also knows that Loch Yidara told the guy it's dark. So it's very gmur. So he told the shikta, you could bring me some toilet paper from the bathroom? So she walked in, you know, and she put on the light. So then he yelled at her, okay, now leave it, don't take it off, don't shut it. Now please come out. So she put on the light, because she wanted to get the toilet paper. So she did it for herself. So then you're allowed to. So this is one heter, ha'ichetimtza, that you're allowed to say, ha'amir elenoch. Say, it's tzirufim, and different heterim, and different ichetimtzas. So we have to get to them. But a person has to know, the ikar aloche, when people think that it's glat, that the wisdom is asu, and again, Rav Shlomo Zalman is the maker, lemoshel, you're allowed to tell a guy, maybe another aloche. Psikreshe, you're allowed to tell a guy. There's no issue to tell a guy to do a psikreshe. There's no issue amira and psikreshe. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and Shmira Shabbos Kilchoso, Chelek Aleph and Beis, before Chelek Gimel came out, Shmira Shabbos, he says, you're allowed to tell the guy, take out the food from the fridge. Even when the guy will open the fridge, the light will go on. Because you're not telling him to put on the light. It's only a psikreshe. There's no issur amir on it. Even though I'm causing him. I'm causing him to do it. Because I asked him to open the fridge. And Shmira Shabbos Chelek Gimel, he wanted to say that it's also. Because it's not a psikreshe. Opening the fridge is miskaven gomur to put on the light. Because this is the system. Not everyone is accepting this psyche of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Not everyone accepts this psyche of Shlomo Zalman. On a marshal, Dovah Shein Miskaven is also mutter. So the marshal, most places you're allowed to tell the guy to open a soda bottle on Shabbos. Even that you don't open a soda bottle on Shabbos. So why is no Isur Amir Elenochri? The Teretz is, because he's not Mechaven to make. He's opening the drink. More from that, he could do it betterly. He could cut a bottle. He could make a hole in it. So even if he's not doing it, there's no Yisur Amira. Everything that the guy could do in a different way, is no Yisur Amira. I mean, you don't tell him, I want you to do this. But everything that the guy could do, Lemosh, first one by Aloha, you have money on the floor. You're allowed to tell the guy you could bring it to the house. You have a guy in the house, a worker. The money fell out. Tell him you're allowed to, you could put it away. Because the guy Be'etzim could kick it with his foot. And the Yisrael also could do it with his foot. So you're not allowed to tell him, please pick it up with your hands. But you're allowed to tell him to bring it. While he doesn't have to bring it with his hands, as a way that he could do it better, as many as no Yisrael Amir Le'goy B'chai Gavna.